Pesach Sameach V'tzamach Davech Hagech V'Yisach Sameach V'tzamach Davech Hagech V'Yisach Sameach V'tzamach Davech Hagech V'Yisach Sameach
Shabbat Shalom.
Hashem Hashem Uvagir Reichala Oy Shifti Beveis Hashem Govo Yimei Chaya Nachdos Benoam Benoam Hashem Uvagir Reichala Oy Shifti Beveis Hashem Govo Yimei Chaya Nachdos Benoam Benoam Hashem Uvagir Reichala Kadishenu, b'mitzvotecha, b'simchalkeinu, b'sorosecha, sa'aveinu, b'tuvecha, b'samuchenu, b'shuvotecha. Kadishenu, b'mitzvotecha, b'simchalkeinu, b'sorosecha, sa'aveinu, b'tuvecha, b'samuchenu, b'shuvotecha. Oy v'ta'er libeinu yom decha v'yemes 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 v'ta'er libeinu Kadishenu b'mitzvotecha, v'simchalkeinu, v'sorosecha, sa'aveinu, mituvecha, v'samuchenu b'shuvotecha.
Yakimanu, Esukas of Iran, I fall. Haram on New York.
yakivanu esukasafidana impala haramanu yakivanu esukasafidana impala haramanu yakivanu esukasafidana impala
Ure, 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 One finds at least three levels, possibly four, but three that we'll try to look at briefly, Rez Hashem Bli Neder, levels of Simcha in the Rambam. The most basic level, Rambam right to the beginning of Hilchos Deos, V'lo yehei meholel v'sochek, V'lo otzev v'onen, Ela sameach kol yoma benachas. B'seve parim yachos. Again in Perik Beis, lo yeh odem ba'al schok v'hesel, v'lo otzev v'onen, ela sameach. So that's one darga, one din, one darga of simcha. Then, of course, Simchas Yom Tov. Shivas Yimei HaPesach Ushmanas Yimei HaChog Im Sho Yom Im Tovim Kulan Asurin Behesped V'Tainis V'chayv Odom Lios Ban Sameach V'Tov Lev Hu Uvana V'Ishto V'Nei Veso V'Chol HaNilvim Olav. Even though here that the Rambam just speaks of Chayv Odom Lios Ban Sameach, implicitly in Hilchos Chanukah, when he explains, quoting, paraphrasing, interpreting the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah as to why there's no Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, Aval Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim ein bahem Hallel, v'fi shehem yimei tshuva v'yira v'fachad, lo yimei simcha yisera. So implicitly, the Rambam is classifying, describing Simchas Yom Tov as Simcha Yisera. Possibly the frame of reference is in contradistinction to the first din, the first darga of Simcha. And then the third, also Simchas Yom Tov, but the heightened Simchas Yom Tov in Mikdash and Chag HaSukkos, Afal Pisha Kol HaMoados Mitzvah L'Smach Bohen, V'Chag HaSukkos Hois HaShem B'Mikdash Simcha Yisera, Shenem U'Smachtem L'Fnei HaShem Elokechem Shivas Yomim. So, clearly, the Rambam uses the term Simcha Yisera in two different ways. In Hilchos Chanukah, implicitly, he describes all the Yomim Tovim which have Hallel as Yimei Simcha Yisera, And here the Rambam says that's what distinguishes Simcha of Chagasukos in Mikdash, that it's Simcha Yisera. It's not really a stira, but it's clear that he's using the term in two different ways. So maybe we'll try to think about that also, Bezus Hashem. Simcha always has to have a focus. You know, a person can sort of artificially smile, as in when the photographer comes to school and tells the kids to smile. So a person can artificially smile, but to sort of naturally smile, a person has to be smiling about something. Simcha always has, there has to be a content and context. Simcha is a reaction. So let's begin perhaps with the first din, the first darga of simcha, that a person shouldn't be mohola the sochek, so what's the content of that simcha? So in Parak Beis Halacha Zayin, again, lo yeh odem bal schok vehesel v'lo otzei v'onen ela sameach. Kach omu chachamim schok v'kal esmeosh margilim lo erva. V'tzivu shelo yehei odom poritz b'schok v'lo otzev u'mesabel ela makbel u'mekabel eskola odom b'sev v'ponim yofos. So it's having mekabel eskola odom b'sev v'ponim yofos is a mishnah novos. But what's Omer Dorsheni here in the Rambam, if a person is Otzev u'Misabel, so it will translate Ben Odom l'Chavero, but it certainly isn't something that we would identify and define as only being a Mido which is relevant to one's Ben Odom l'Chavero. If a person is Otzev u'Misabel, it's something that is gonna be reflected in all the time. It's more of a ben odom la'atzmo than it is ben odom la'chavero. So the Rambam says one extreme is shelo yehi odom poritz b'schok. The other is lo'otzev u'mesabel. Both of which seem to be, again, the ends of a spectrum, which isn't limited to ben odom la'chavero. And then when the Rambam defines what the derech beinonis is within the spectrum, it seems to be very narrowly focused on ben odom l'chavero. Ela mekabel eskola odom b'sev v'ponim yofos. Now, it could be that partially, if we pay attention to a different question, that this question is partially answered. That there seems to be repetition here. Again, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, if you have it on your phone, so take a look at what I will say. Perek Beis of Deis Halacha Zayin. Lo yeh odem bal schok vehesel v'lo otze v'onen ela sameach. Then the Rambam seemingly repeats, "V'tzivu shlo yehi adam poritz b'schok, v'lo otzev u'mesabel, ela makbel u'mekabel eskol adam b'sev u'ponim yofos." So what's the Reish and Sefer here? What are the Trei Bavei and the Rambam? They both seem to say the same thing. Lo yodem bal schok. And then he says, V'tzivu shlo yodem paritz b'schok. Lo otzev v'onen. And then he repeats again, V'lo otzev. So what are the tre bove here in the Rambam? It's also difficult to understand. There are two Mishnayos and others. One is to be Mekabel Eskola Odom B'Sev Yiponim Yofos, and the other is to be Mekabel Eskola Odom B'Simcha. So why didn't the Rambam quote that Mishnah? Simcha is what's memutza, what's memutza'as between the two extremes, not to be Baal Schog V'Hesel, not Otze V'Onein, but Sameach. So he should have quoted the Mishnah about being Mekabel Eskola Odom B'Simcha. Why B'Sev Yiponim Yofos? So it's clear that the two halachas in the Rambam is, the first bava is talking about the midah in the person. Lo yeh adam baal schok v'hesel. It's talking about what a person's midah should be. And the second bava is the person's behavior, the person's conduct. And that's, the first one is lo yeh adam baal schok. The second is v'tzivish lo yeh adam paritz b'schok. Raya l'davar, that in the Reisha the Rambam says lo otze v'onein, and in the Sefer it's lo otze v'misabel, because the Mishnah Sanhedrin says that ein aninus ela balev. So when the Rambam is talking about what the midah is, he speaks that a person shouldn't be onein. When the Rambam is talking about what a person's behavior should be, how we should manifest, how we should act, so there it's lo yehi misabel, because avelus connotes nihug. Aninus connotes balev. So hashda sinan lahochi, that the second halach in the Rambam where he says be mekabes kol od mesevet parim yafos, that's why he quotes this mission, not the mission of besimcha, because he's talking about the behavioral aspect of the din, not the internal midah aspect of the din. So he's looking for where the simcha manifests itself. So it manifests itself in Odom L'Chaveiro. But that obviously doesn't fully answer our question, because a person's simcha can manifest itself in other ways as well, not only in Odom L'Chaveiro. It will. So that's the question again, is why does the Rambam depict the memutza between Paritz B'Schok and Otzev B'Misabel as Mekabel Eskola Odom B'Sev Yiponim Yofos, when the medubar is that we're talking about a midah which is much bigger and broader than just Ben Adam L'Chaveiro? So Yitachin as follows. What's the content of the simcha here in Hilchos Deos? That a person's perennial, the tzura of a person is that it should be v'simcha, not meholel v'sochek, not frivolous, not lightheaded, but on the other hand, not morose, not sad. So the content of that simcha l'chor is. Vayar lukim kitov is called she'asa v'nei tov ma'od. HaKadosh Baruch Hu attests and affirms that the Bria is tov, that Metzius, existence, is inherently tov. The Rambam says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ani avya kol tuvi al panecha. What does it mean that I'm going to let you see all my goodness? It means I'm going to let you understand the way I conduct the entire Bria. That kol tuvi means, based on Vayal Lekim Kitov, it means the entire Bria. The simcha of Hilchos Deos is a simcha sachayim. Existence is good. It's a simcha sachayim. Ribono Shel Olam, to be alive, to exist, to be alive, is good. To encounter the Ribono Shel Olam's world is to encounter Tov, and that's what should engender within us a perennial level of simcha. The Rambam says in Hagdama to Perush Mishnayos, he was chozebo later in the Moreh, so I'm not sure where he's holding in Mishnah Torah. But in the Hagdama to Perush Mishnayos, he says, like Rav Sadia Gaon and others, that the whole Bria, at least under the moon, the whole Bria is for Adam. Adam is the is at the pinnacle of the Bria. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is the Tzarech Adam. Plant life, mineral life, plant life, animal life, everything is the Tzarech Adam. Even if one doesn't say that in a philosophical sense, but it's certainly true for us experientially. When a person encounters another person, the way we react to another person is the way we react to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. Eino Chanami, the Midah of Otzev Umisabel at one end, and Poritz B'schok at the other end, is taka much greater than Ben Odom L'Chavero. But being Mekabalus Kol On Peset Panim Yafos also bespeaks something much greater than just Ben Odom L'Chavero. It's also an affirmation of a Yarlu Kim Kitov. Kol Odom Seve Panim Yafos. Kol Odom elicits that reaction. It's a way of reacting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. So that's the first din or darga of simcha that the Rambam has, and again, it basically translates into a simcha sachayim. Sometimes we're too focused on whatever frustrations we have, whatever unfulfilled hopes that we have. And allow ourselves to be distracted from the inherent just goodness of being, which is what's mechayev and what generates this darga of simcha. You know, the Gaon says on the two psukim that the Gemara and Brachos juxtaposes, the Gemara says, B'ma'arava, they used to juxtapose the two psukim of Motzi Isha and Motzi Tov and Motzi Ani Imam Yimovis Isha. So the Gemara says it depends upon who the Isha is, which pasuk is the relevant pasuk. Whether it's Motzi or Motzi, whether it was Tov or whether it was Ma'ar. But the Gaon says, why the difference in tense? Why is it Motze Isha, Motze Tov in the past tense? And it's Motze Ani Ma'ami Movis Isa Isha in the present tense. So the Gaon says that when we have a bracha, okay, so initially we appreciate it, we're excited, But then it fades into the past. We just take it for granted. It's not an ongoing source of appreciation, of excitement, of contentment. But when there's something which is amiss in our lives, so then, okay, it's not, well, it happened 10 years ago, and then, it, you know, we sort of just adjust and let it fade into the background. No, it remains in the present. It remains motzei. So that susceptibility that we have also is one which, if we're not careful, can interfere with the reaction of simcha to the Vayahu Elokim Ki Tov, the simcha sachaim. The second level of simcha, maybe we'll stop for a few minutes, sing a few megunim, and then continue with that. Sam chem,
sam chem, sam chem, sam chem, sam chem, vinyan sholem, sam chem, sam chem, sam chem, sam chem, vinyan sholem. Sam chem, sam chem, sam chem, sam chem, sam chem, vinyan sholem. Sam chem, sam chem, sam chem, oy, sam chem, vinyan sholem. Oy, sam chem, sam chem, oy, 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 sam chem, sam chem, vinyan sholem. Sam chem, sam chem, vinyan sholem.
Shalom.
Second and third, the dinim and dargus of simcha are both associated with simchas yom tov. The simchas yom tov of the yomim tovim in general, and then the heightened simcha of chag ha-sukkos in mikdash. There's a contrast between how the Rambam presents these two types of simcha. When it comes to the heightened simcha in Mikdash on Sukkos, so the Rambam describes the intensity of the nihuge simcha, the roped-in, umesapkin, umetapkin, umefazazin, umecharkirin, kol echad ve'echad, kamosha yodaya. And then he tells us, again, from all from the sugyas in Sukkah. V'lohoyu osa nosa amei o'oretz v'chol mi sheyirtze. Elu gedolei chachmei Yisrael v'roshei ha'yeshivas v'ha'sanhedrin v'ha'chasidim v'ha'zikeinim v'anchei maise. Heim shehoyu merakdin u'mesapkin u'menagdin u'smechim b'mikdash b'mei chag ha'sukkos. Then, the way the correct girsa is from the Kisveyah, the Rambam explains why the Simcha was restricted to the Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael. Sheha Simcha sheyismach odem ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah su-ba'avas ha-kel she-tzivu v'hem avod Gedolei. To be able to express such intense, unbridled simcha, ba'asiyas ha-mitzvahs ba'avos hakel, is an exalted avoda. It's an exalted avoda. So memela, it's ru'uya for gedolei chachmei Yisrael v'chulu. So the Rambam here clearly tells us what the content of the Simcha is, what the Simcha is reacting to, what the Simcha is expressing. Asiyas ha-mitzvos ba'avos hakel. Very clearly defines. By contrast, in Hilchos Yom Tov, the Rambam is pretty reticent. Shivas Yimei HaPesach Ushmonis Yimei HaChag Chayiv Odom Lios Ben Samech V'Tov Leif. No, it doesn't say Ba'asiyas HaMitzvos Ba'avos HaKel or anything analogous. There's no analog to it. Not that he should say the same thing, but there's no analog to it. Okay, maybe because it's obvious. Maybe because it's obvious. But it doesn't seem so, because later in Halacha Chof, when the Rambam says, Kshe'odem ocha v'shoseh v'sameach b'rega lo yimoshech b'yayin u'b'schok u'b'kalas rosh v'yoma shekol sheyosef bozeh yarbe v'mitzvah shehashikros v'haschok harbe v'kalas rosh eina simcha ala hololos v'sichlos. It's a rather low bar. It's simcha sheyeshba, not a simcha shehi avodas yotzer hakol, but a simcha sheyeshba. A simcha that contains an element, a core of avodas yotzer hakol, not a simcha which is inherently and intrinsically and purely a avoda. It's simcha sheyesh ba avodas yotzer hakol. So the pshat seems to be as follows. The Rambam writes in the Tamei Mitzvah of the Yomim Tovim, Yomim Tovim, in parentheses in the translation, Noadu, close parentheses, Kulam lesmochos ulehiskansuyos ma'angos hahechrechios lo'odom lo'rov. The Yomim Tovim are designed to provide an occasion for simcha, for gathering, which is something which is a basic human need. there's a need. Part of the human psyche, one of our basic needs is to be samech. The Torah wants that instead of our manufacturing occasions of reshus, or even worse, as the focus and the occasion for simcha, that the simcha should be elevated to mitzvah, and therefore the Torah focuses the simcha on Yetzias Mitzrayim, on Leman Yedu Doroseichem, on Matan Torah. When the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Tachas Eshelo Avatas Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha of Tov Levav, so here, not everywhere, but here, the Rambam's learning Pshat in the Pasuk differently than we generally learn Pshat. We learn Pshat, Tachas Eshelo Avatas Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha of Tov Levav, when you were Oved Hashem, you felt that it was a tremendous burden, and you felt that it was very onerous, and you weren't Oved as Hashem B'Simcha. Here, the Rambam is learning Pshat, when you were being misameach, you didn't infuse that simcha with avodas Hashem. When you were being misameach, you didn't elevate that simcha, and that's what he says, that nitztavinu ala simcha sheyesh ba avodas yotzer hakol. It's a basic human need to have times of simcha, to have gatherings of simcha. And the Torah instructs us how to elevate it and how to infuse it with an element of Avodas Hashem. The Rambam has the same pshat in the pasuk Tachas Hashelo Avadata earlier in Hilchos Tshuva as well. In Perek Tesef Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam writes that V'chein hodiyonu b'Torah Shem nazov haTorah midatenu v'nasok b'havle azman. If we'll forsake Torah, Rachmanu Litzlan, and preoccupy ourselves with narishkeit, with nonsense, ki'inyan shenem v'yishman yishurun v'yivot. Shadayana emes yosim in ha'ozvin kol tovo sa'olam hazeh shehen chizku yideihen livot umevi aleihen kol hara'os hamonin osa miliknos olam haba. So everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to function as a support system, that we should be able to engage in Avodas Hashem, if we're not using it for Avodas Hashem, so then he takes it away. Kedei sheyovdu berishon hu shekosev batorah va'avata es oyevecha sheyishalachenu Hashem boch tachas eshelo avata es Hashem lekecha b'simcha uv'tuv levav merov kol. So the context here is not that we were oved as Hashem, but begrudgingly experiencing it as something onerous. No, it's talking about that we weren't being oved Hashem. So how is this the proof text? No, because that's the same havana in the pasuk that the Rambam has in Hilchos Yom Tov. The tachas shel avata Hashem Elokecha b'simcha tov lev, in your zmanei simcha, in your need to be sameach, you didn't infuse that with avodas Hashem. And that's why the Rambam is reticent in terms of telling us what the defining the Simchas Yom Tov. Again, Avada, of course, it's Simcha Sheyesh Ba'avodas Yotzei HaKol. But on its most basic level, the Torah is providing us with an outlet for that basic need that we have, but sanctifying it, elevating it. You know, sometimes a person will appropriately ask himself, say, goes to Chves to, I can give it as a moshel. The Rambam is talking about dinim daraisa, but just as a moshel. A person goes to a Purim chagiga. Okay, so he's dancing, and then at some point, before, during, or after, so a person asks himself, you know, what? You know, what were my kavonas? You know, where was I? You know, where was I really holding? And does that sort of honesty and self introspection? So does that sort of invalidate? So the answer, according to the Rambam, is a resounding no. The fact that the person chooses Purim, which celebrates the Neis and the Hatzolah as the time to be Sameach, that itself is on the most basic level is what the Torah wanted, and it certainly doesn't on the most basic level invalidate our Simcha, our experience of Simcha. Halavai that everything we do at every moment should be even higher and higher, la'ela la'ela. But unquestionably, on its most basic level, that's gufa. What, again, now, the nimshal, that's the most basic level of Simchas Yom Tov, according to the Rambam. And hence, it's not a simcha which is pure avodas Yotzei HaKol. It's a simcha sheyesh ba avodas Yotzei HaKol. But I'm also enjoying. I'm enjoying the meat, and I'm enjoying the camaraderie, and enochanam. But that is what the Torah had in mind on its most basic level, in terms of Simchas Yom Tov. Which is why Simchas Yom Tov is accessible to everyone. Chai v'odem liyos ben sameach, hu uvona v'isho v'nei beso. It's not restricted to an elite, group. We're all capable. We all have the capacity for simcha sheyesh ba avodas yotze hakol. The simcha, again, we refer to it as simchas beis ha'shoeva. For the Rambam, it's simchas yom tov of sukkos in mikdash. Is entirely different. That's not providing us and sanctifying us. Providing us with an outlet and sanctifying it. It's not a simcha sheyesh ba'avodas Yotzei HaKol, but it's a simcha where it's not being infused with avoda. The entire simcha is generated by asiyas mitzvos uba'avas HaKel. One wonders whether our minig to have Simchas Beis HaShoeva gatherings, if the Pshat and the Minig is not aspirational. It's not aspirational. Eino Chanami, if the Mikdash was standing, so we would... I guess be in the back row of the bleachers, but there's something aspirational about participating in a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That maybe it's not yet a reality. But if we don't aspire, it certainly won't become a reality either. That's for sure. And our gathering is hopefully both aspirational as well as inspirational. Okay, maybe we'll continue a little bit more later, but stop here for now.
Simcha li'atzeva, inezaza le'ireva. Tzadikim, Ruvichin Tzadikim, Yeru Ve'yismachu.
יהיו בכן צדיקים ובכן צדיקים יהיו וישמחו אלי שורים שורים נלוזו וחסידים ורינאיו גילו ושורים שורים ילוזו וחסידים רינאיו גילו ובכן צדיקים וישמחו ובכן צדיקים ובכן צדיקים Chassidim verinaya gilu v'sharim naloizu v'chassidim verinaya gilu uvchein tzadikim iru yismechu v'sharim v'sharim naloizu v'chassidim verinaya gilu v'chassidim verinaya gilu uvchein tzadikim uvchein tzadikim
Say, are they
tiraseinu onorafu onorafu rafu rafamevo rabbi onorafu onorafu rafu rafamevo. Hashem, Hashem, Shina Tzva Hashem, Vizia Yirecha Hashem, Seder Avodah, Yerushalayim. Hashem, Hashem, Shina Tzva Hashem, Vizia Yirecha Hashem, Seder Avodah, Yerushalayim. Hashem, Hashem, Shinas Hashem, Tzia Yirech Hashem, Seder Avodah Yerushalayim. Hashem, Hashem, Shinas Hashem, Tzia Yirech Hashem, Seder Avodah Yerushalayim.
The Rambam concludes the Ilchos Lulav. B'chol ha-mashpil atzmo mekel gufo b'mkomos elu hu ha-godol ha-mechubar ha-oven me'ava. Person who lowers himself with what maybe in a different context would seem to be an inappropriate disregard for one's dignity. Hu ha-godol ha-mechubar ha-oved me'ava. V'chein David Melech Yisrael omer unakalosi od mizos v'isi shafol ve'enoi. Ve'ena gedula v'hakovod el l'smoth l'fnei Hashem. True gedula, true kovod, is l'smoth l'fnei Hashem. Shenema ha'melech David mefazez u'macharkel l'fnei Hashem. What's the proof? Ein agdula v'akovod el l'smoach l'fnei Hashem. Shenema v'hamelach David mefazez u'mecharke l'fnei Hashem. Who says David HaMelech was interested in this thing? So David HaMelech, he was taka dancing with tremendous islavos. Who says he was interested in these things? Maybe he wasn't interested. So this isn't the only time that the Rambam cites the paradigm of David HaMelech. For instance, in Hilchos Tshuva, talking about Olam Haba, V'kama homa David, V'kama koma David, V'hisava l'chai Olam Haba. How much did David HaMelech pine? How much did David HaMelech yearn for Olam Haba? Shenema lule amanti los betuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. But here the Rambam just says Kama Homa David. Doesn't identify him as David HaMelech. Here the Rambam identifies David as David HaMelech. For her, the pshat is very simple. A melech shemachal kvodo zayn kvodo machal. So Avad, David HaMelech, had to be concerned with kavod. David HaMelech, we're not talking about David. In terms of yearning for Olam Haba, it's not relevant that he was Melech Yisrael. But over here, Melech Shemachal Kvodo is Ein Kvodo Mochel. So of course David HaMelech, at least in terms of the kavod part, had to be concerned with the kavod. If David HaMelech was being mefazes and mecharke lifnei Hashem, he was dancing with such frenzy. So it's clear that constitutes what the genuine kavod, because it was very much in keeping with his position as David Melech Yisrael. The previous line in the Rambam, v'chol ha'mashpil atzmo u'mekil gufo b'mkomos elu hu ha'godol ha'mechubar ha'oved me'ava v'chein David Melech Yisrael omer un'kalosi od mizos v'hisi shofel be'enai. The two lashonos, a person is mashpil atzmo, and he's mekil gufo. So the lechor is follows. Earlier in Hilchos Deos, in talking about Avos Yisrael, the Rambam writes, "Mitzvah al kol odom le'ehov es kol echad ve'echad miYisrael kugufo." Shneimer v'ahavta le'echad kamocha. Lefichach tzar sheyisape b'shvacho v'lochus al mamono kamo shehu chos al mamon atzmo v'rotze b'chvod atzmo. So the fun riata. The Rambam is disagreeing with the famous Ramban. Ramban says either it's al derech haflaga when the Torah says v'ahavta le'echa kamocha, or it's meduyak that it's not v'ahavta es re'echa kamocha, but le'echa kamocha. You should love for your friend what you want for yourself. But everyone's self-love exceeds their love for other people. So from Rieta, the Rambam disagrees. Le'akov echad ve'echad miYisrael kegufa. But Elamai, it's clear that the Rambam is giving a different answer to the Ramban's question. Ein lachanami, it's kamocha, but kamocha kegufo. Gufo is opposed to ka'atzmo. No mamin who believes that we have a neshama defines himself as his guf. It's mamash kamocha, but it's not mamash kamocha in terms of the actual self-love for oneself, because gufo l'chud, atzmo l'chud. And it's clear that's the pshat, and that's why it's so limited to the two things mentioned in the Mishnayos and Avos of yihi chvod chavecha chavelech kishalach and yihi mamam chavecha chavelech kishalach, both dvorim chitzonim, externals. That same understanding is reflected here also. V'chol hamash bil atzmo u'mekel gufa. The person is mashbil himself, and additionally, he's also mekel gufo in. In these occasions, in these situations, to be sameach lifnei Hashem, atzmo and gufo. Rashi in Sanhedrin has the same thing. Rashi in Sanhedrin, when the Gemara says that there are two makoros for minayin leroas chaveru toveya benohar. So how do you know that a person is not allowed to stand apathetically by, but he's chayv atzila. So one is l'samar adam eyecha, and the other is v'hashayvos olo. The pasuk of hashavas aveda. So Rashi says, hashavas gufo lo. You have to return the person's body to him. So hashavas aveda. You're restoring the person's body to him. That same chilek. Both symptomatically and substantively, avoda me'ava involves shiflus. So maybe on a very superficial level, the understanding is as follows. The Rambam gives us two definitions of avoda me'ava. The initial one is osek b'torah mitzvos v'holech b'tzivos hachochma lo mipnei dov ba'olam lo mipnei yiras hara'a v'lo k'dei liras hatova ela osa emes mipnei shu emes. So that's definition number one of avoda me'ava. Definition number two: B'chol ha'osek bo lo liyirav lo lekabel schar el mipnei avas adon kol ha'oretz shetziva ba harei ze osek bo lishma, which is avoda me'ava. The common denominator between the two is that avoda me'ava is selfless. There's a selflessness. Entirely selfless. Whatever gaiva we have erects a barrier between ourselves and avoda me'ava. The degree of the gaiva determines the height and thickness of that barrier. To the degree that a person is successful in ridding himself of that he's mashpil atzmo, it helps to facilitate and to make possible the avoda me'ava.
Shabbat shalom. Shana habal, shana habal, shana habal, Yerushalayim. Shana habal, shana habal, shana habal, Yerushalayim. Shana habal, Yerushalayim.
Shana Haba, Yerushalayim. Shana Haba, Yerushalayim. Hallelujah. Shana Haba, Yerushalayim. Hallelujah. Shana Haba, Yerushalayim. Hallelujah. Shana Haba, Yerushalayim. Hallelujah. Shana Haba. Shana Haba, Shana Haba.